Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and I'm happy to read some amazing channelings by the creators, channeled by Daniel Scranton. You can find these channelings at danielscranton.com. The creators are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings that answer questions of a spiritual nature. And in many of the past channelings I've read, they are not afraid to address some very interesting topics and focus on the shift into the new earth, in addition to creating your reality and ascending and awakening your soul. Daniel's a great channeler, and so many of these channelings I read really resonate with me. It's so much fun to read them, and it's wonderful to have some new and recent channelings from the creators to share with you. You can expect this is coming to you. We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We ask a lot of you in terms of taking on the new perspective and following the teachings and the guidance that we give you, and we know that. We know that we are asking a lot of you because we are essentially telling you to change yourselves. Well, we aren't telling you to do it, but we are suggesting that you do it if you want to live a better life there on Earth. The easier way would be for someone else to change everything for you. And that has been the traditional model, the traditional relationship between humans and that which you would call God, angels, Jesus, or some other high frequency being or beings. You would ask, you would pray for someone to step in and intervene so that the world could be a better place, so that you and your family could be safe, or so that you could have everything you need plus all of that which you want. That has been the relationship, and it hasn't been really going that well. When a human would pray and pray and pray and not get what they are asking for, that human would eventually come to one of several conclusions. They would either believe that they weren't asking in the right way, or they weren't heard, or they weren't worthy of receiving what they had asked for. They may have come to the conclusion that their God didn't care about them. So we offer you teachings, and we invite you to engage in practices. We tell you what we consider to be the keys to the kingdoms for living a life on planet Earth that you will enjoy. We know that you want to live lives of freedom, joy, creativity, abundance, love, and peace, and we have a perspective on how to get you to those lives. But no one can do it all for you. We can help in offering you energetic assistance. We can offer you an upgrade, an activation, a download, or an attunement. But then you still have to do it yourself. You have to use what you receive to create what you want. And we often tell you that you already have everything inside of you. And that, too, is true. People who have received what they wanted by praying, by asking, their higher power would give all the credit to the all-powerful being or beings instead of themselves. We want you to take credit and take responsibility and know that your lives are your creations. And you can create something different if you're not happy with what you have created. You're always going to find that there is more for you to create, more for you to desire, and more for you to align with. And that is because you are an eternal being. And there will always be more for all of us to explore together. And certainly there are times when another human being will help you immensely. They will do something for you or give you something, and that still will be your co-creation with that other human being. You can be thankful and also recognize that you put yourself into alignment with receiving that particular help from that particular person. We want you to leave with this. You are a beautiful being of love and light, and you deserve everything you could ever want to have or experience. Believe in yourself and treat yourselves the way you would want to be treated. Hold your arms open wide and your palms facing up, and expect that what you have already is created and is coming to you, and is coming to you because of you. We are the creators, and we love you very much. Why you incarnated at this time of the shift? We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We are quite certain that you are progressing nicely, and yet we also recognize that you can always use some help. Sometimes some of you would like for us to reach down from the heavens and help you by doing something for you. However, we take much more joy in figuring out how to help you help yourselves, and the reason we take more joy from that is because we know that when you help yourselves, you are growing and becoming. You are there to expand into more of who you really are, and you do that by overcoming the obstacles, the challenges, the problems you place on your own paths. One of the first steps to doing that is acknowledging that you put the obstacle there. It is so important to recognize that no one else has caused you to be in a position where you are facing a particular challenge. It is you and only you. We don't even want you to think that it is a past life version of you that has put the obstacle in your path. You are the one who chose the path that you chose. And you did so because you wanted to have an experience of growth and evolution that would take you from point A to point B and beyond. So remembering that is very important, very powerful. You also need to remember that you would never give yourself a challenge that was insurmountable. You would never create a problem without also creating the solution. Knowing that will help you immensely. You also want to recognize that by facing your challenges, you grow and expand. That is what they are there for. That is how you become more of who you really are. You don't get to where you want to go by sidestepping what you have placed in front of you. You get to where you want to go by going through it. Now, it also serves you very well to recognize that you do have help. We are here to help. Your guides are there to help. Your higher selves are there to help. There are angels and archangels and fairies and ancestors and all kinds of beings who want to see you succeed, including some who are in physical form with you. We are talking about your friends and family members, and it is perfectly acceptable and appropriate for you to ask them for help as well. Sometimes that is the point. Sometimes you're just meant to humble yourself enough to ask someone for help and acknowledge the fact you're not doing so great at doing it by yourself. And finally, you want to acknowledge that no matter what you think the timetable should be for you to get past something, for you to get through something, the timetable will be whatever it is. And you don't have ultimate control over that. You have to accept that it takes as long as it takes. And when you have these teachings in mind while facing life's obstacles, life's challenges, life's problems, you will make progress, and you will be able to feel yourself getting stronger, getting more powerful, because you are approaching the situation in a more empowered way. It is much more empowering than getting down on your knees and praying for someone up there to do it all for you. We are here, and we are here to offer you our assistance, but we do not want to rob you of your opportunity for experience and for growth. That's why you came. That's why you incarnated. And it is one of your many purposes for being there. Can all prayers really be answered? We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings. And we are here to help. You've been summoning more energy of late from the non-physical, and you've been doing for your fellow humans and yourselves. You must realize now that having 8 billion human bodies on the planet actually serves you very well, because you have more individuals anchoring in higher frequency energies than ever before on the planet. Now, those of you who are awake also recognize that you can receive these energies and that you do receive those energies from time to time. You are providing the support for those who do not open up to receive. What they're asking is still helping with the summoning of the energies from above, who are in the higher realms, always answer every prayer. We are tuning ourselves to the energy of that prayer. We are giving the essence of what that person wants. So even though they may not get what it is they are asking for specifically, they will be offered the essence of what they are asking for energetically. And if they can open up and receive what they've asked for, then that person will grow enormously in that receiving. And those of you who are awake are also there to be the ones who set the example to the others of how it is done. So when they see you out there in the world, laughing, playing, acting like a child, connecting with nature, singing and dancing, they are getting a clue as to what it is they need to do to also receive the answer to their prayers. You are helping in so many ways, and you will continue to help yourselves and others as you feel the energetic connection that you have to the non-physical increasing. You get more when you relax, and you get more when you are in a state of joy. You don't have to speak the right mantra or pray to the right being in order to receive. You just need to recognize that what you have asked for already is, and go and have fun. Now, with all of that summoning of energy that is being done across the planet right now, you can imagine what it will feel like when the floodgates are opened. You can imagine what it will feel like for the person when they do let go of their resistance, and when they do stop blocking what is coming to them naturally and by virtue of the fact that they exist. And you can hold space for your fellow humans and give the gift of seeing them in their moment of letting go and in their moment of opening up to receive and witnessing that is pure joy. And we tell you that from experience, because we have witnessed it many times. And we want you all to know that those of you who are doing it not only for yourselves, but for others as well. You can receive energies that others have summoned and have never received because they have left their bodies. They have passed on, and those energies are no longer available to them as a result. And so we invite you to consider how many energies have never been received because a person had died before allowing those energies in. And you will understand why the shift is happening. And you can be a bigger conscious contributor to that shift by recognizing the grace of the non-physical is upon you and has always been upon you. We are very excited to see what you all do with all of that energy, with all of those ideas, with all of that healing. We promise you, we are excited to witness that. We are the creators, and we love you very much. The better version of Earth that's coming. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We have agreed to partake in your consciousness evolution from the very beginning of life on planet Earth. And we will continue to be with you because we love you so much and because we honor that agreement. We do enjoy watching you grow, and we do enjoy witnessing you in all of your interactions with one another. You are quite entertaining, and we know that you all will benefit from everything that you are living right now at some point in your experience as a being of consciousness. Therefore, we are able to see everything that you are experiencing at all times in a positive way. We are able to see how it is impacting you in a positive way and how you will benefit from it at some point. We invite you to join us in that perspective. In other words, nothing was just a waste of time. a waste of effort, a waste of money. No relationship was just a failure. You are receiving benefit from every single moment that you experience there on earth. And when you recognize that, you can take more of the benefit from each experience that you are having. So we are not just going to remind you of that with our words, but we will also remind you of that with our energetic transmission. Each teaching that we bring to you comes with an energetic transmission, and this energetic transmission is filled with that knowledge that you are always moving towards something better and something more. We invite you all to join us in this vibration right now. We invite you all to see your current life circumstances as serving you in enormous ways. And we invite you all to co-create with us the better version of Earth that you want to experience. You are doing an enormous amount of creating and expanding when you are facing your biggest challenges there on Earth. We invite you to feel for that expansion and to visualize what that better world might look like, what your better life experience might look and feel like to you. Take the benefit and the expansion because it is yours for the taking. You created it, and you might as well be the beneficiary of it. Let go of the idea that you are stuck or that you are in a loop or a holding pattern. You're always creating and always expanding, and you're always rising up to a higher level of consciousness and a higher vibrational state. It may not always seem that way, but you'll have to take us at our word on that one. Know that you are all also contributing mightily to the evolution of consciousness of the entirety of humanity. If you want to experience what that feels like, then tune into how your fellow humans are evolving right now. That is also available to you at all times. Finally, do your best to enjoy the journey through all of the challenges, all the ups and downs, being a human on planet Earth, because the joy is there and you can find it if you look hard enough. We are the creators and we love you very much. Iran, the US, and Israel, what's happening and what can you do? We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We do from time to time tell you how well you're doing there on planet Earth, and we ask you to acknowledge yourselves and pat yourselves on the back. And while many of you take us at our word, you cannot help but look around at your world and wonder what we are talking about. You do have another war on planet Earth, and the United States has gotten involved, and that does get everyone's attention. And so you have a number of responses that you can choose from as a resident of planet Earth. You can go into fear, and you can start wondering about another world war, which many people have done throughout the past 80 years since the end of the last world war. That's an option, and you can choose that option. You can also point fingers and play the blame game. You can talk about who is at fault here. You can go into conspiracies about what is actually happening, and you can get more and more embroiled in that warring energy. Let's call that your second option. Your third option is to look within yourself and ask yourself where you are warring with another person, a group, or even with yourself. And you all need to do that because your world does reflect to you what you are vibrating. And when you want to see peace on Earth, you need to cultivate peace within yourself. You need to experience inner peace with your thoughts, your ideas, your beliefs, and your emotions. And then you can see world peace being reflected to you. Until that time, when you do have peace all across your planet, you need to ask yourself where you are at war. You need to ask with whom you are at war. And you need to ask yourself whether it's worth it to continue to hold on to that grudge, that resentment, that anger, that hate. When instead you decide that nothing is worth you being out of alignment with your true self, your source, you will let go of all those things that keep you from the space, the vibration of inner peace. If you want to live on a peaceful planet, make peace with the fact that people behave and think differently than you do. And make peace with the fact that some people aren't as kind as you would like them to be. Make peace with the truth that there are religions all over the world, ways of knowing God that are different than yours. You all can do the work on yourselves to bring about the changes that you want to see. When you see something outside of you that rubs you the wrong way, then you need to change the way you are looking at it. And then you can change the way you are feeling about it. And then you can ask yourself why you created it and what it is in your consciousness to provide you with. Because there is always something. There is always something that you are meant to do. And there are so many ways that you have to grow spiritually. When you live your lives as the peace-loving masters that you are, you also set an example to everyone else. And you send out a ripple. And there will be a ripple effect. You affect everyone and everything with every thought, word, and action. So remember that even if you don't believe that the wars that are currently going on will ever affect you, and when you do that work on yourself, then you can go enjoy some of the peace that is on your world, because there is plenty of peace to be enjoyed. Very good. We are the creators and we love you very much. Are you stronger and more powerful than this? We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. You have an enormous capacity to endure pain, both physical and emotional, and there is a reason why you incarnated into a reality, a density, a dimension, and on a planet where there is so much pain. You're not masochists, but you did decide that you could grow through pain and also demonstrate to yourselves that you are more powerful than pain. Therefore, every time you're experiencing either physical or emotional pain, you are going through a growth experience that is meant to empower you and to show you how strong you actually are. Now, you also have many ways of avoiding pain, numbing yourself to pain, and denying that pain is even present. And when you employ these drugs and these tactics, you are sidestepping something that is meant for you. Now, of course, there are times when you need to employ the drug or the ointment or whatever you have at your disposal to help you get through the pain. And the trick is to be able to use those helpers and those tools in ways that do not create crutches for you. You don't want to avoid completely the experience that you have given to yourself, but you do want to help yourself to be able to get through the experience while maintaining your sanity. And so we do invite you to give yourselves relief in all the ways that you can, so long as you do not become dependent on the fool that is giving you the relief. What could you possibly have to gain by going through pain? Again, you get to see something and know something that you couldn't have without giving yourself that experience. For example, if you've been ignoring your thoughts and emotions for a very long time that have been of a lower vibrational nature, then you may attract to yourself a circumstance that will result in your being in physical pain. That physical pain is there to get your attention. It is there to alert you to the fact that you have been feeling, but not feeling completely, emotional pain. And you've also been utilizing thoughts that induce pain that is emotional. And so when you're in physical pain, you want to ask yourself the question, what have I been thinking? And what have I been feeling? And how are they a match to this physical pain that I am now experiencing? While you are experiencing physical pain, it is a good idea to also soothe yourself with thoughts such as, this too shall pass. You can talk to the pain. You can embrace the pain. You can love the pain, and you can send good energy to the pain. When it comes to emotional pain and emotional pain does come up for every single person on planet Earth, you do want to ask yourself about the thoughts you've been thinking and what you've been focusing on and where you've been going and who you've been hanging out with and all the beliefs you have been giving more credence to. They all can and do contribute to the emotional pain that you experience. Now again, when you have emotional pain, you are meant to feel it. You're meant to go through it. And after you go through the experience of processing the pain by breathing into it, then you have the capacity to ask yourself the question of, what have I been thinking about? Where has my focus been? Have I been doing things that I don't feel good about? Have I been talking about things that don't feel good to me as I talk about them? You can investigate the root cause of the emotional pain, but it is a better idea to do so after you have cleared the emotion out of your body and out of your energy field. And again, you do that by giving it your attention and breathing into it. It will go away. It is not there permanently. It is not there as a punishment. It is there to awaken you to something. And once you've been awakened to the cause of that emotional pain, it can move on. You don't need to keep recreating it. And finally, when you have survived physical and emotional pain, you will know just how strong you are. And you will know that you are more powerful than those painful experiences ever were. And that is our little lecture on pain. We are the creators, and we love you very much. Your status as a starseed. Past lives versus now. We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We want you to feel who you really are rather than reaching for a knowing. Many of you want to know where you are from in terms of another star system, and you want to know who you have been in terms of your past lives on Earth. You want to know who you're connected to throughout the galaxy and universe, and all of that can be very interesting and entertaining for the human mind, but you will find that you really are is more of a feeling. It's a vibration, it's a frequency, and who you are doesn't have a name so much as it is a feeling. Therefore, if you really want to get to know who you are and where you come from, you've got to reach within yourself for that feeling. And knowing yourself in that way will give you a deeper and more visceral understanding than any knowledge could. We know that some of the excitement about being a starseed comes from thinking that where you are from is better than where you are, and that will return there someday, and everything will be easier and better, and we understand why many of you could choose that particular belief. We also know that you would want to have past lives that told you how important you once were to the collective, and part of that comes from not feeling like you're very important in this lifetime. It is important for everyone to know that you are right where you need to be there on Earth, and that you are doing tremendous work for the human collective just by being there and by being yourself. You are meant to be you on Earth in the here and now, and escaping that is not really to your benefit. Maybe in the short term it could give you some relief from the challenges you face in your lives, but what you're really going to benefit from is facing those challenges and doing so as your whole self. That is why we recommend you feel into the center of your heart to know yourself and to activate more of your soul's consciousness there. Activate more of the love that you truly are, and come from that place in regards to all of your challenges, all of your relationships, all of your desires, and everything that you want to experience. You want to experience all of it as your whole self, because that will be the most satisfying way to live your life there on Earth in the here and now. This is not a test run. This is actually where you're supposed to be. And you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, whether you realize it or not. Your life may seem insignificant to you, but your soul knew that you being there in those life circumstances will be extremely helpful, not only to your soul, but to everyone else in all of creation. So please do value yourselves and your journeys, and know that, of course, things will get more interesting and expansive because you are on the verge of full contact contact, open ET contact, and you will continue to ascend and ascend and ascend. And that is all very exciting, and the way you do it in the most joyous fashion is to know yourself and be yourself. Know that you are perfect as you are, and that what you do is not nearly as important as how you do it and how you feel as you do it. So infuse more of your true self into everything that you do and think and say, and you will feel more valuable, more important, more significant, and that you are having more of an impact as you travel through this life experience of yours. We are the creators, and we love you very much. I have to say, there's something deeply revolutionary about what we've just experienced together. These aren't your typical feel-good spiritual messages that promise everything will be easy if you think positive thoughts. The creators are offering us something far more challenging and ultimately more empowering. The most striking theme that runs through every single one of these messages is the radical shift from external dependence to internal responsibility. For thousands of years, humanity has operated under this model where we pray to something outside of ourselves, begging for intervention, but someone else to fix our problems, to save us from our circumstances. The creators are essentially saying that old model isn't working, and it's time for you to step into your true power. What's fascinating is how they address the prayer paradox. They're not saying prayers go unanswered. Quite the opposite. They're telling us that every prayer is answered, but energetically, not literally. You're receiving the essence of what you're asking for, but then you have to do something with that energy. You have to align yourself with it, embody it, become it. This completely reframes how we understand spiritual assistance. And then there's this perspective on pain, which kind of stopped me a little bit. They're saying we didn't incarnate here despite the pain and suffering on earth. We incarnated here because of it. Pain isn't a punishment or a mistake. It is spiritual currency. It's how we demonstrate to ourselves that we are more powerful than any circumstances we face. Every time you've endured heartbreak, loss, physical pain, emotional turmoil, you are proving your strength to yourself. The creators are particularly direct about challenges and obstacles. They're telling us that we placed every single obstacle on our own path, not as some cosmic joke, but because we knew we needed these specific experiences to grow into what we're meant to become. Even more profound, they say, we would never give ourselves a challenge that was insurmountable. We always create the problem and the solution simultaneously. And when they address the whole starseed phenomenon, they're offering what I think is a sort of necessary reality check. So many people that come to me are desperately seeking their cosmic identity, wanting to know which star system they're from, who they were in past lives, because somehow that feels more important or special than who they are right now. The creators are saying who you really are is not a name or a place. It's a feeling, a vibration. Your true identity isn't found in some distant star system. It's found in the center of your heart right here, right now. What struck me was their perspective on the current state of our world. When they talk about wars and conflicts, they're not offering political commentary. Instead, they're asking us to look within and ask, where am I at war with myself? Where am I at war with others? Because our outer world reflects our inner world. If we want to see peace on earth, we need to cultivate peace within ourselves first. And they're telling us that with 8 billion people on this planet, we have more individuals anchoring higher frequency energies than ever before in Earth's history. Even people who aren't consciously awake are contributing to this massive energetic shift just by asking, just by wanting something better. Those of us who are conscious can receive not only what we've summoned, but also energies that others have called forth but never received. The creators are painting a picture of humanity in transition. They see us as we truly are, not broken beings who need fixing, but powerful creators who are remembering our true nature. They're not here to do the work for us, because that would rob us of our opportunity for growth and expansion. They're here to remind us that we already have everything we need within us. Throughout these messages, There's this underlying theme of presence and authenticity. They're not encouraging us to escape our current circumstances or to spiritually bypass our challenges. Instead, they're inviting us to show up fully as ourselves, to infuse our true essence into everything we do and think and say. Your life may seem ordinary to you, but your soul knew that you being where you are in exactly these circumstances would be profoundly helpful, not just to your own evolution, but to all of creation. What I find most hopeful about these messages is that they're not asking us to become something we're not. They're asking us to remember what we already are. You are already beautiful beings of love and light. You are already deserving everything you could ever want to experience. The question is, will you align with that truth and live from that place of knowing? These channelings represent a mature spiritual philosophy that honors both human struggle and divine purpose. They don't promise that the path will be easy, but they assure us that it's meaningful. Every challenge you face, every obstacle you overcome, every moment of pain you endure and transcend, it's all contributing to this magnificent collective transformation that is happening right now. So as we conclude our exploration of these messages, I want you to remember this. You are exactly where you need to be, doing exactly what you came here to do. Your life is not a dress rehearsal or a test run. This is it. This is your time. And you are making a difference simply by being here, by being yourself, by choosing love over fear, expansion over contraction, responsibility over victimhood. The better version of Earth that's coming is being created through you, as you, by you. And that is the most empowering truth of all. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.